just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
There are so many colors in this world, and yet white was chosen as the dress code for Brahmins. Why? Why white was chosen? White is simple. White is a symbol of purity. White is a symbol of peace. White is a color that reflects back all the negative energy. When we are born and we are sustained by mother's milk, the milk is white. Our teeth are white. When we become old, the hair become white, gray. They suggest maturity. When we die, the funeral dress is white. When we are burned to ashes, the ash is white. White reflects simplicity. White indicates lightness. When you wear white clothes, you feel light. When you wear dark clothes, you feel a bit heavy. If there is the slightest stain on the white cloth, it becomes visible. So, nothing can be hidden. The white includes all the colors. The white has all the colors in it. When two countries fight, and then they had an agreement, and they make friendship, the white flag is furled. White flag. In the hospitals, doctors, nurses, bed sheets, everything is white. Why? The microbes, they settle very easily on dark colors. It's not a theory. Just an assumption. They lay their eggs and the organisms grow and the diseases come. So white is the color of health. What else? Truth. White indicates truth. Sadhana. When you do spiritual practices, they usually wear white clothes. White has got the highest aura. White color has got the highest aura, the greatest aura. What else? That we said, funeral, that's a cloth. Cleanliness. What else? White is the dress of angels. Angels wear white. So white takes you towards angelic consciousness. Light means you're beyond this world. Yesterday Baba said, do service but stay upram, beyond, behat, unlimited. Free from doership, kartapan, detached. When the light passes through prism, seven colors are formed. The mind is also a prism, reason. And when the inside light passes through this prism, seven colors are produced. And that's why in the deeper stages of meditation, across the world, down the ages, whosoever meditates, after some time, that person starts seeing light, different colors. They describe their experiences. I saw red, I saw green, I saw yellow. In fact, white is not a color. White is light. White is light. White is light. The colors are outside. They are within the territory of the mind, while light is beyond the territory of the mind. So white is a light. So there is nothing. Rather, the black and white, they both are not colors. White is light, and the absence of light is black. So in one way, black is also not color. And black indicates negative energy. White indicates positive energy. White is the color of the subtle world. Surrender. Yeah. So it's a white flag is an indication of friendship. No more. Eyes. Acha, eyes. So what? So Baba has chosen white color. And when you wear white, you don't feel like to go back to the world of colors. White is the color of renunciation. Tyag. White is the color of brahmacharya, purity. So that's why Baba has given us this dress code, white. Yesterday we were seeing Baba was talking, meeting, emerging Russians. He has chosen me. We are God selected, God elected, and God chosen, God selected, God elected souls. Yesterday evening, Baba said, you have got that third eye by which you have known God. One is to know God, another is to know about God. These are two different things. Baba said, you are the only one you have got, who have got hearty connections with God, and that's why whosoever has established such a deep connection with God, cannot be without speciality. So each one of you who has established such a deep connection with him will have specialities, and your greatest speciality is that what the religious leaders could not do, what the great souls could not do, what the scientists could not do, you have done. You, innocent mothers and ordinary children, have identified, known, understood him. Third eye theology. There are books written on this topic. Study of third eye. Baba said you have got that third eye. So do your self-checking with broad intellect, with subtle intellect. Self-checking scheme. Self-checking codes. Self-checking circuits form. What checking? I have not done anything bad. My vision was good. This is not the real checking. The real checking is to what extent your drishti has become natural, atmic. This is the subtle checking which you have to do. How much you are playing the play of smriti and vismriti, remembrance and oblivion. Stop this play of forgetfulness. To what extent you have your accounts of saving accounts? Because if the saving account is more here, your position will be more. In the golden age, as well as your worship will be more in the copper age. So everything depends upon your saving accounts. Just as your app of banks, you should have this app. You should see your balance. How much balance is there? Do your self-checking. Don't do checking of others. Paradarshan. Children come and complain to Baba. Baba, he should change. Neither he will change nor you. Only you change, then he will change. Otherwise not. In English, there is a saying, don't allow others to rent a space in your head. Don't allow others to rent a room in your head. See yourself, not others. So that was a very insightful Murli. Yesterday, 2005. So angelic consciousness is the consciousness where you are free from doership, where you're doing everything yet detached. Detached attachments. That's a neologism, new word. Detached attachments. This is the fountain of happy life. Stay, do everything, but upram, beyond, behad, unlimited, nyara, detached, free from doership. You love the Father 100%. Now love this effort 100%. Do you? If yes, raise the hands. Return of love. How do you return the love? By turning yourself. And turning oneself means changing oneself. It is the return of love. And it is return to love. It is the return of love. And return to love. Come back. This is what Baba wants. Turn yourself. Make this as a vrat, not kacha, but pakka vrat. So begin this journey of returning towards love. So yesterday we were seeing how much Baba was praising. Baba drishti de rahe the. Phir Baba ne kaha, achha kya dekhenge abhi? Abhi bhavishya roop dekhenge. Drishti dene ke baad Baba ne kaha, achha chalo abhi le chalta hun. Ek hall tha. जिसमें बैठने की सीट लगी हुई थी, सीट सिंहासन के मुवाफिक थी, सफ़ेद रंग का सिंहासन था। सो बाबा इज टेकिंग टू अ हॉल वेयर द थ्रोन इज अ वाइट कलर। बाबा ने कहा सभी अपने सिंहासन पर बैठ जाओ, संगम का ताज तो सभी का है ही। तो सिंहासन पर बैठने से लगा कि सभी ताजदारी बैठे। उसके बाद बाबा ने सामने बैठ के सभी को दृष्टि दी। जैसे ही बाबा की दृष्टि पड़ी तो हरेक के तीन रूप प्रकट हो गए। इस सीट पर पहले ब्राह्मण, फिर फरिश्ता, फिर देवता, एक एक के तीन रूप प्रकट हो गए। सो ईच वन हैज गॉट थ्री फॉर्म्स। सो हाउ मेनी पीपल आर देयर इन दिस रूम नाउ? सो इफ यू सी टू पीपल दैट मीन्स देयर आर सिक्स पीपल इन दैट रूम। सो हाउ मेनी आर हियर निखिलेश भाई एट प्रेजेंट? If there are 30 people here, so how many people are there? So there are 90. So don't think, so it is highly crowded room. So yesterday, how many people were there in the Diamond Hall? Each one is carrying three forms. Why you are forgetting the father? But he also has got three forms. बाबा ने कहा जैसे बाप के तीन रूप है, बाप भी, टीचर भी, सदगुरु, ऐसे आपके भी तीन रूप। इन्हीं तीन रूपों में किसी न किसी रूप की स्मृति में सदा रहो, तो आप सब किस स्मृति में रहते हो? बाबा ने कहा ब्राह्मण तो है ही, लेकिन जब फरिश्ता नहीं बनेंगे तब तक देवता पद नहीं मिलेगा। इसलिए चलते फिरते फरिश्ता पहन की ड्रेस पहन लो वाइल मूविंग अराउंड। बिकम अ मोबाइल एंजल, अ वॉकी टॉकी एंजल। Yeah, Baba said yesterday, curtains are up. What will be seen? Are you ready? How is this topic? This is a good topic. Curtains. Curtain is up. Are you ready? You can take this as a topic for churning. The curtains are up. Are you ready? Baba said, what should be seen? The shining angel should be seen. इसलिए चलते फिरते फरिश्ते की ड्रेस पहन लो, द ड्रेस ऑफ एंजल। तो फरिश्ता हूँ, फिर देवता जाके बनूंगा। इसलिए फरिश्तेपन की स्मृति सदा रहे, तो फरिश्तेपन याद रहता है। यस्टरडे बाबा सर, देर आर चिल्ड्रन हु आर मोर इंटरेस्टेड इन सर्विस, दे आर लेस, दे हैव लेस इंटरेस्ट इन योगा, इन मेडिटेशन, इन रिमेम्बरेंस। दैट्स गुड, बट देन when you are too much into service, what happens? No, yesterday's Murli, I'm asking, what happens? Limitations come, had one. Second what happens? Not Sakar Murli, yesterday's Avyakta Murli evening. There is a desire for name and fame, and whenever there is desire for name, I want something means this is not position, this is the opposition of Maya. The moment the desire is created, the desire is the cause of downfall. I need this, I need that. Know the treasures given to you by the Father. Know them. Accumulate them inside you. Let them go within you. Check, do this checking. To what extent? I know the treasures, samana. I have accommodated them within myself. What are the treasures? These are the three questions regarding treasure. So bring that angelic consciousness. To farishta roop yaad rehta hai. Baba ne teen roopon ka anubhav karaya, fir baba aage aage ja rahe the, hum sabhi baba ke piche piche chal rahe the. There is one Avyakta Murli where Baba talked about five type of dresses. I am forgetting. Which is that Murli? Not. There was a Murli. Yeah. 9th January 1980. 9th January 1980. Baba talked about five type of dresses which you have to give up, which you should never wear. The first dress is, which is the dress which you should not wear? The forbidden dresses. The first is soil, mitti. That is the first dress. And which is this dress? Soil dress. This is the dress of body consciousness. Don't wear it. Throw it away. The moment you wear this dress, the Maya starts. Yesterday Baba said, Maya has two forms. Which are they? Yesterday's evening of Avyaktamitli. Royal, carelessness and loyal, laziness. What does Maya do with these two forms? What does Maya do with these two forms? Trial. She does trial, tests you. The second dress is skin. That's a criminal eyes. When you look at skin, criminal eyes. That is the second dress. Let your eyes become pure. Yesterday's Avyaktamudli. Baba said, check. Do subtle checking. Have your eyes become spiritual? Do you have spiritual vision naturally? Do this checking with your broad, subtle intellect. That is the second type of dress. The third dress is bad smell. Which is the smell? When you look at each other's imperfections, avgun, badbu, bad smell. That is the third type of dress. See yourself, don't see others. Whether he changes or not, everything depends on your change. When you change, he will change. If you don't change, neither he will change nor you. The fourth type of dress is bad stains. Bad stains. Gande daag. What is that? You are attached to objects of body. Relationships of body. And the fifth type of dress which you should never wear is blood-stained. Blood-stained clothes. What do they indicate? Vikarm. Sinful actions. These are the five type of dresses you shouldn't wear. Forbidden dresses. Then what you should wear? Last is blood-stained. When you're performing sinful action again and again, again and again, again and again. You know it should not be done, yet you do it. And then you repent. Again you do it. Again you repent. Again few days you are okay. Again you repent. This repetition of sinful actions, this repetitions of forbidden actions lead to formation of sanskars and addiction, sensual addictions. You become slave. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, there are children, they say that we will do it in time, but time is your creation. Will you learn from time? Will you make time your teacher? You are not slave of time. I am the master of time. I am not the slave of time. I am the master of time. I am not the slave of time. Time is your creation. You dictate the time. You tell the time. Time will not give you private tutions or forceful tutions, forceful teaching, coercive teaching. If you don't listen now, time will become fierce. So wear the angelic dress, move in the angelic consciousness, move, talk, speak, stay alert, stay attentive. Attention, please. What did Baba say? What did God say? May I have your attention, please? It is bahut kaal. Long time effort is needed. Unceasing attention. Unstoppable attention. So move in that consciousness. Om Shanti.